Hello, I'm Veronica Scarsbrick, Vatican Radio. The Pauline Chapel, visited by Pope Francis on the first morning of his pontificate, is not the one which lies in the Apostolic Palace. It lies within the Basilica of St. Mary Major. The Pope went there to pray by the icon of the Madonna Salus Populi Romani at this popular Marian shrine in the heart of Rome, so called simply because it's connected to a legend, that of a miraculous snowfall during a sweltering Roman summer, an episode the Roman faithful still mark today with prayerful celebrations and a cascade of flower petals from above, symbolising the snow that fell on the 5th of August of the year 358. I once went there with the late Monsignor Charles Burton Mouton, who was, at the time, one of the canons of this basilica. Stay tuned. I'm sitting in one of the side chapels to the left of the main altar. It's the Chapel of Our Lady of the Snows. And I'm here with one of the 26 canons of this basilica. His name is Monsignor Charles Burton Mouton. Monsignor, above the main altar, there's a beautiful icon of what I imagine to be Our Lady of the Snows. It's to her that the Basilica of St. Mary Major owes its existence, doesn't it? It was a scorchingly hot day in August and it snowed?
Yes, on the 5th of August of the year 358, there was a heat wave in Rome and the miraculous snowfall, and Pope Liberius came and traced where to build the basilica, and there was a patrician gentleman called Giovanni who owned the property, and the Church of St. Mary Major was built on the occasion of that miraculous snowfall.
When you say that the plan of the basilica was traced on the ground, this was countryside in those days, wasn't it? This is St. Mary Major is right in the heart of Rome today. In those days, it was countryside, wasn't it?
Well, the Esquiline Hill is very historic, and poets and writers like Ovid and Horace were here, and there were magnificent Roman villas. And it was part of the city of Rome, but of course very different from the city of Rome that we know today, because the gardens have all disappeared and the construction is all around it, done very much by Pope Sixtus V.
The icon of Our Lady is back to when?
There is a tradition that St. Luke painted this icon, and it was discovered by St. Helena when she was looking for the true cross of Jerusalem. It's at least from the 5th century, and there's a great deal of devotion through the centuries to this image, this painting representing the Blessed Virgin Mary and her child, saving the city from plague, from famine, from destruction, and being carried through the streets of Rome in procession. And there's a great deal of popular devotion to this chapel, this painting, this icon, the Blessed Virgin Mary, by the people of Rome.
Monsignor, you talked about popular devotion to Our Lady of the Snows. I believe there's a ceremony that takes place in August every year here at the Basilica that evokes this moment when Our Lady appeared and it snowed in Rome in August.
It's a very popular ceremony where flower petals come down from the ceiling or thrown down the ceiling in commemoration of the miraculous snowfall. And this is done at the Pontifical Mass in the morning during the Gloria and at the Pontifical Vespers in the afternoon and during the Magnificat. So on that one day of the year, we have the ceremony of the rose petals coming down from the ceiling in commemoration of the miraculous snowfall. It's a very popular religious devotion in Rome, and many people come for that ceremony. And it takes you back to the foundation of the church and the people, the Roman people. This icon is called the Salus Populi Romani, the salvation of the Roman people. And they people frequently manifest their devotion to the Blessed Virgin Mary, the Mother of God, in this basilica and in this chapel and before this painting.
I'm Veronica Scarsbrick.